Blog Talk Radio.
You the song. Please take me to the king.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Follow Me As I Follow Christ, Global Prayer Warriors Blog Talk Radio this morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm standing in for Apostle Roslyn Overton. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Before we go into prayer, I'd like to start the morning off by reading a scripture. And I'm going to read Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. I just read for you Psalm 37, verses 1 through 11. Again, remember to trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Again, good morning, and welcome to FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors Command Your Morning Blog Talk Radio Show. This is the show where we take prayer requests. We pray over personal issues. We pray over national issues. We pray over global issues as well. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante, sitting in for Apostle Roslyn, Dr. Roslyn Over, I'm sorry. So we're going to go in. I'm going to open us up in prayer. And please call in with your prayer request. Leave your prayer request on our page on Facebook, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. You can leave your prayer request there as well. For today, you could also text in your prayer request, and that number is going to be 323-999-1720. Again, that number is 323-999-1720. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace today. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today. Father, we just want to give you praise. We just want to honor you. We want to uplift your name, Father. We thank you and praise your mighty name. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, as we come before the throne of grace, we ask you to have your way. We ask you to bring those, Holy Spirit, we ask you to bring those that need prayer, that have issues going on in their lives, and they can't get a prayer through, or they don't know what to pray, or their faith is somewhat low, or their emotions have taken a hold of them, and they have not come to you. So we ask that you would lead them to this radio show so that we may pray for them, that we may intercede for them and bring their and make their requests known to God. We ask you to bring them to the Facebook page, that they would leave their prayer request there so that we may, again, intercede for them. We ask you to uplift those in ministry today, the ministry leaders, the ministry partners, We ask right now that they, Father, that you would bring them, bring us all to be on one accord, that you would have us operate the way you intended us to operate, that we would see ourselves the way you see us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that we, your children, the righteousness of God, we will be on one accord. Father, that we would understand your word, that we would be doers of your word today, Father. Father, we pray for those that are lost, Father, no matter how they're lost and where they are being lost, that you would send your vineyard workers to minister to them, Father. Give them hearts, Father, that would receive salvation, Father. Create in them clean hearts, Father. Give them a desire to seek you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the deception of the enemy, O Heavenly Father. We command, we decree and declare, Father, we command as we stand in the authority of Jesus Christ, that the deception and the grip of the enemy is broken this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those that are sick, that are hurt, that are depressed today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the demonic and satanic forces, Father, that have brought these afflictions onto them, Father. And, Father, we remind you of your promises, Father, that by the stripes, your Son, Jesus Christ, your Holy One, Father, took at the hands of the Roman soldiers. Father, we are healed. Not that we're going to be healed. Father, we're already healed. Past tense, Father. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, your word says that thing may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Father, I decree and declare right now in the authority of Jesus Christ, Father, that it is morning time. Hallelujah, Father. And joy has come. Wipe your tears. Wipe your tears, for joy is here, and it's morning time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bless those, O Heavenly Father, that are dealing with the spirit of lack. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ, and I command the spirit of lack. I command you right now to cease and desist your operation in the lives of God's children. You are illegal, and your every act is illegal. I command your power, I command your control. You have no power. I command your control broken right now in the mighty name of God. Hallelujah. For the word says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. So your every act is illegal. And I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ and command you to cease and desist your operations right now. Father, we just uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise today, Father. We uplift your name today, Father. Hallelujah. Father, I just uplift my apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Father, I just ask you to keep her in every way. Father, right now, touch her in every way. Touch her body. Father, any affliction, known and unknown, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to cease and desist your operation right now. Take your hand off the child of God. Take your hands off the messenger of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to I just want to thank you for blessing her, Father. I thank you for fulfilling your promise. Father, watch over her children. Lead her, Father. Give her wisdom in every area that she needs wisdom, that she desires wisdom, that she asks for wisdom. Hallelujah, Father. And let her get understanding, Father. Parental understanding, leadership understanding, business understanding, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father. Father, I ask that you continue to watch over my family. Satan, you cannot have my family. You cannot control this family. You cannot manipulate this family. I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ, and I command every ungodly addiction broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command everything that was stolen, everything that was held up, every godly thing that was aborted, everything that was rerouted, I command it come back to this family with a thousandfold recompense in the mighty name of Jesus. Command it now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I come against every vain imagination, everything that upholds itself and brings itself against the knowledge of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I even call those that have walked away, those that have walked away and God ordained them to be in this ministry, that this is where they are and were to get fed. I call you back right now in the name of Jesus. Deception of Satan is broken right now with the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I decree and declare, Father, that a spirit of praise come over the people, Father. Father, as we go forth this morning, Father, give us a revelation of your word. Father, for I decree and declare that we will be on one accord this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now. I uplift your name right now, Father. I magnify your name right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I just thank you, Father. I thank you and praise your holy name. I uplift, Father, and magnify your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. While everyone is sitting there at home, just raise your hand. Let's just give God praise with uplifted holy hands. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we uplift and magnify your name. We thank you, Lord. 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 Some people went to sleep and they had plans for today and they did not awake in the land of the living. Father, but you touched us, Father, so we thank you. We give you praise, Father. We're clothed in our right mind to come before your throne of grace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we stand in the authority of Jesus Christ and we come against sickness and affliction. Many have called, Father, with diagnosis from doctors saying that they were afflicted, saying that their bodies were attacked with this and attacked with that. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command you demonic forces, command you demonic entities to cease and desist your operation against those that have called this week, those that have requested prayer. I command you in the name of Jesus to be cast out. I decree and declare right now those individuals healed in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, guide the hands and the mind of the doctors. Let the doctors see the truth, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, these individuals are healed in the name of Jesus, and I command it so right now. Hallelujah, Father, we give you praise right now. We give you praise right now, Father. Father, I remind you of your promises, those, Father, that are trying to make it from day to day, Father, that you have given them the victory, Father, that your word says that my God shall supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father, let all their needs be met now, Father. I stand in the authority of Jesus Christ, Father, and I loose, Father, your provision, and I bind it to those that need it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, these words that we have spoken, I decree and declare them to be so in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen. Amen. And all those in agreement, please say thank you, Lord, and amen. Thank you so much again for joining us on FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Command your morning. Let me remind you daily when you wake up, command your morning. God is a first fruits God. Give him the first fruits of your mouth before you wake up and check on the children, before you wake up and wash your face, before you wake up and send the tweet and check the tweet, before you wake up and check the Facebook post and check Facebook. Give God your fruits of your day, the first fruits of your mouth. Give God the first fruits of praise and worship, and then command your morning. The forces of darkness were at work as you slept. Wake up and break their operation. Break their plan. Bring an order of decease and desist to the forces of darkness. So please remember, wake up and command your morning. Again, you can call in to Blog Talk Radio. You can log in to Blog Radio, blogtalkradio.com, and just look for type in FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, command your morning, and you can log on that way. You can call in. You can call in to Blog Talk Radio, and that number is, bear with me for 1 second as I get the number for you. That number is 213-943-3799. Or you can go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and you can leave your prayer request there. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we will cover your prayer request. If you want to text a prayer request in, you can text it to this number, 323-999-1720. Feel free to send your prayer request that way, and we will cover your prayer request. Amen. Right now, we're going to enjoy a song by Andre Crouch, Let the Church Say Amen.
Let's bless the Lord, great God, and all the people. Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bow their heads and worship the Lord. That faith. When we receive the word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God.
Hello, everyone. Again, that was Andre Crouch. Let the church say amen. And next, we're going to bring on one of our prayer warriors, one of our intercessors, Sister Tangela, and she is going to pray what the Lord has put on her heart. So let us go ahead and hand this over to Sister Tangela. Sister Tangela, can you hear me?
Yes, Brother Pastor Mel, I am here and I am ready to pray for the lost and the sick and whatever else the Lord has placed on my heart to pray.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I hand it over to you and let the Holy Spirit use you.
Amen. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you this morning. Lord God, I join my faith with Pastor Mel's faith and Apostle Overton's faith and all those that are on the line that are seeking you, Lord God. I connect my faith to their faith, Heavenly Father. I ask, Lord God, that you meet us here this morning as we come before your throne of grace, to give you the praise, the honor, the glory, the thanks that is due you. Lord, we rise this morning to meet you, to greet you, and to give you our day, to give you our will, to line our will up with your will and our thoughts up with your thoughts. Heavenly Father, we can't do this without you. We need you. We need you in a way that gone before us had you. The great cloud of witnesses that are they're waiting for us to go ahead and finish the race. the people that you've called that have made the pathway for us. Jesus Christ being our example. We need you here with us right now like they needed you to walk among your people by your Holy Spirit, by your power. We need you to have a great move in this year of 2016, a great anointing. Let your anointing fall fresh upon us. Let us receive a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. We hunger and we thirst after your righteousness. We seek your kingdom and your righteousness. We seek your face. We seek your love. We seek your joy. Heavenly Father, we seek to have a deep, intimate relationship with you this day. Lord God, dwell in us, dwell with us, walk with us as you did Adam in the garden, as you did Jesus as he walked and ministered to your people. Walk with us, Lord God. We decrease as you increase, and we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your word that shall not come back unto you void. Oh, what a mighty God you are. You have thought about everything concerning your people. You've clothed us. You've provided provisions for us. You've given us shelter. You've given us jobs. You've given us family. You've given us a church to worship you in. You've given us a building, actually, because we are the church. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. But you've given us a place to fellowship and to come together. Not only have you given us a place to fellowship, you've given us this radio station where we can come and pray for your people. You've given us your television to where we can broadcast, and we glorify you for that, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you're doing in our lives. Heavenly Father, as I come before you this morning, I would like to lift up Inglewood in Chicago, Lord God. Only your presence, Heavenly Father, can cast out all the wickedness that is going on over there, the shooting, the killing, the murdering, the aggressiveness, Lord God, of just wanting to fight. Oh, God, that is not of you. And I ask you, Lord God, to send your Holy Spirit, send your warriors in there and heal the land, Lord God. Father God, I'd like to lift up those that need liver transplants and brain surgery and strokes, Lord God, those that are having issues with their speaking and their thinking, learning again, Heavenly Father. I would like to lift up those with heart problems, Lord. Only you can heal those illnesses, Heavenly Father. Cancer, Heavenly Father, only you can heal that. No doctor can heal that. You give them the insight. You give them the wisdom. Everything comes from you, Lord God, and we acknowledge that. And Father God, I'd like to lift up our presidency to you today. We don't know who you've called. Only you know who you've called, Lord God. And I would like to bless and anoint that position of the presidency, that he would have understanding and wisdom, that his heart would be full of Jesus Christ, knowing that you are totally and completely in control. But Father God, the most important thing I want to bring up to you this morning is the little ones. I would love to pray for your little ones, Lord God. Jesus said, suffer the little ones to come unto him, because such is the kingdom of God. And as we come before you, Father God, as the little ones I would like to lift up the little ones to you. They can't protect themselves. They are innocent, Lord God. And the enemy tries to take their soul, take their hearts, take their minds before they even come to know you, Lord God. But you know what, Father God? You said you knew them before they were even formed in the belly of their mothers, Lord God. So, Father God, I ask that you shield them. I ask that you protect them, even into their adulthood, Lord God. You said to raise up a child in the way that they ought to go, and they shall not flee from that path, even if they wandered off of it. They will come right back to it, Lord God, and I thank you for that. And, Father God, you placed on my heart this morning to pray for lost souls, to pray for the souls that the enemy are trying to snatch. But you said for us to go and take them back with a vengeance, but with mercy, Heavenly Father. And, Father God, I would like to lift those souls up to you, Heavenly Father. Guide us to those souls that we can minister to them, plant seed and water, and you bring the increase, Lord God. You said pray for the laborers, Jesus, because the harvest is plenty, but the laborers is few. I pray for that, Lord God. And Father God, I would like to pray for the perseverance and the tenacity of your children, those that are called into the ministry and those that are being discipled in the ministry, Lord God. We know that it can be daunting sometimes, and that's why you said to count the cost, Heavenly Father. And I pray, Lord God, that you would even reveal your part, Lord God, because even counting the cost, even in counting the cost, we know that nothing compares to the blessings, nothing compares to the rewards that we will receive from being obedient unto you, Lord God, and following after Christ's example. Heavenly Father, as we command this morning, I thank you for your thoughtfulness of preparing us, dressing us from our minds, Lord God, all the way down to the soles of our feet, and protecting us with the hedge of protection and your warring angels and your ministering angels. I thank you, Lord God, for you left no stone unturned when it came to your people. And Father God, as we command our morning to line up with your will, we cast down every vain imagination that exalts itself against your will, Lord God, in our lives. And we decrease who we are. We nail that flesh to the cross, and we pick up our cross, and we pick up our swords, and we pick up the Holy Spirit and that allow to indwell us so that we will speak what you would have us to speak, go where you would have us to go, do what you would have us to do, think the way you would have us to think. In every situation today, we give you full, complete, and total control over our lives today, and we give you the praise. We worship you, we exalt you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. You are worthy, O God, worthy. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the one true living God. And worthy is the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. And it is so. Thank you for those prayers, Sister Tangela. Again, thank you so much for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you. And we're going to continue to go forth in prayer as the Holy Spirit has placed some things on my heart as well. Father, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we continue to give you praise. Jesus, precious Lamb of God, our Lord and Savior, we just thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for putting us in right standing with the Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We cannot thank you enough. We cannot praise you enough. We cannot honor you enough. We cannot bless your name enough. But we thank you and praise you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name, precious Lamb of God. Precious Lamb of God, you are worthy of praise. Hallelujah. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your name that is above all names. Hallelujah. We thank you. We give you praise today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We come before your throne of grace, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we uplift our children, the children of this city, the children of this state, the children of this nation, the children of the world. Father, right now we ask that you give your angels charge over them so they'll meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we decree and declare right now the children are protected, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you create in them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask, O Heavenly Father, that all the days of their lives, you continuously send your vineyard workers to them to preach to them, to teach to them. Father, your word says, how can they believe in someone that they have not heard? And how can they hear the word be preached? And how can they hear unless there's a preacher that is sent? So, Father, we ask that you send your vineyard workers, Father, to minister to these children that live in homes where the parents don't know you, Father. Father, so that they will hear your word. They will hear about your love. They will hear about forgiveness. They will hear about the power of your word, Father. They will hear about the Holy Spirit. Father, they will hear about your Son. They will hear about salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift teachers, O Heavenly Father, of this world, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you create in them clean hearts, Father. Send your vineyard workers to minister to them, Father. Father, we decree and declare that your vineyard workers will seek out, that they will find teachers. And you have given the teachers an ear to hear, because they teach the children as much as the parents, if not more. So, Father, we're asking that you give the teachers a grace for teaching, a grace for receiving the word of God, and a grace for passing it on to children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name, Father. Father, give the teachers a wisdom. Give the parents a wisdom. Give the children a wisdom, Father. And let them all seek understanding, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you and praise you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We uplift your name, for because you've answered these prayers, all is well with our children, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, and as adults, Father, all will be well with them, Father. Father, we come against the violence in the streets, Father, of Chicago, Father, of New York, of Los Angeles, Oakland, Father, all the cities, Father, in the United States and the world, Father, where there's violence. We come against the spirit of murder. Father, we decree and declare right now these areas, Father, these cities, these states, these nations, they're taken back from the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and they're given to the righteous. Satan, your time is up. I command in the name of Jesus that these areas be stripped from your control in the mighty name of Jesus. And they will be given to the righteous, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you in the name of Jesus to cease and desist your operation in the city, in the state, in the nation, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We come against your murderous spirit. We come against the murderous assignments that you've given them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give your angels charge over those in the cities, O Heavenly Father, in the states, in the nations, Father. Keep them safe, O Heavenly Father. Father, we command, Father, the entrance ways, the spiritual entrance ways, the spiritual gateways, Father. They are closed and guarded by your angels, O Heavenly Father. Give them charge now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we bind every plan of the enemy. Father, we command, Father, that their plans, Father, their focuses, Father, will bear no fruit. No man shall have to deal with the fruit of the enemy. Eat the fruit of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. Father, we uplift those men and women of God, O Heavenly Father, that are, Father, in countries, Father, where they cannot openly worship you. Father, those that have been imprisoned, Father. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you would give them a word, Father, to minister to the prison guards, to those that are incarcerated with them. Father, we ask that you keep them in every way. Keep their families, O Heavenly Father. Keep them strengthened, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Protect them, Father, and then bring them home with a mighty testimony, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise your holy name. Bless those, Father, that are in the military, Father. Keep your arms of protection around them. Give your angels charge over them, Father, in the mighty name of this Holy Spirit. Keep them in remembrance of prayer. Keep them in remembrance of scripture. Keep them in remembrance of studying the word, meditating in the word, to keep repeating the word, keep saying the promises of God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Father, we ask that you even create, Father, clean hearts, Father, in those that are to protect and serve our police, O Heavenly Father. We come against, Father, satanic and demonic spirits that use and manipulate the police officers, O Heavenly Father. We command their grip broken, Father. We command that they cease and desist their operation in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. Give them a grace, Father, to perform their duties, O Heavenly Father. In love, Father, but in wisdom, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now. We praise you right now, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for hearing and answering these prayers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, these words we have spoken, we declare these words to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen. And all those in agreement, please say thank you, Lord, and amen. Thank you, everyone. Again, thank you for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio, Command Your Morning. We have a few announcements. Those in the Chicagoland area, next week on April 16th, we have Vision Launch. And what Vision Launch is, going to be a television show on the Christian Family Network, where you're going to see ministry leaders present shows where you're going to see biblical teaching, biblical discussion, and things of that nature. Again, the Vision Launch is next week, and it's going to be next week. The address, the location is Colin Powell Middle School, 20600 Madison Avenue. That's going to be in Madison, Illinois. The zip code is 60443. Again, that's Saturday, April 16th this year. And it's going to be from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Again, this is the Shire Broadcasting Network, the Vision Launch. It's a party. There's no charge or anything like that. If you're new in the kingdom, if you've been in the kingdom for a while and you just want to get together with men and women of God, please feel free to come out. Again, the location is Colin Powell Middle School. You can probably Google it. If not, if you have something to write with, the address is 20600 Madison Avenue. Madison, Illinois, 60443. This is next Saturday, April 16th, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. You can also go to our page this week on Facebook for the information, and that's going to be FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page. Please like the page. If you have any prayer requests as well, leave your prayer requests, comments, anything about the show. We love your feedback. Also, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, she's going to be there. She will be handing out signed copies of her book, Happy Birthday, Your Spiritual Beginning. You'll get to meet the woman of God. I will be there myself. Please feel free to check in and say hello to me. I love to meet you. I love to speak with you and pray with you and whatever the Holy Spirit leads us to do. So please visit, come by, and celebrate with us. We'd love to have you. Also, on Tuesday night, we have Pop Prayer. And what Pop Prayer is that prayer over prophecy. So when we have received a prophetic word from the Lord, we pray about it. For the word says, don't have anxiety about anything. So don't be anxious about, oh, the prophecy hasn't come true. Is it true? Well, just like any issue, take it before the Lord. So don't have anxiety about anything. Pray about everything, and that includes prophetic word that has been delivered to you or that has been given to you. So, and also, again, go to Facebook, interact with us, like the page. Go to the page on Tuesdays. You can go Tuesdays in the afternoon, Tuesdays in the evening, and all the information so that you can call in on the conference line for Pop Prayer, Prayer Over Prophecy. And, I mean, we still have a session during that time where we'll pray for personal issues as well. So please feel free to connect with us any type of way. On any of those mediums, where it be Facebook, joining in when we have a prayer call, joining us on Blog Talk Radio, you're more than welcome. We'd love to have you. That's what the Lord has us doing, operating in that capacity where we're praying for others, where we're ministering to others, where we're just communing with others, We gain a lot when we can just communicate with other people. A lot of times we're healed when we just communicate with other men and women of God. We're uplifted when we interact with other men and women of God who understand what we're going through. A lot of us are going through the same things, or some of us have went through what others are going through now. So please feel free to connect with us. We love you. Thank you for joining the show. We'll see you next week. I think Apostle Overton will be back. If not, we'll have another one of our dynamic hosts here to take your prayer requests, to pray for you, to pray with you. I will be on as well. Again, feel free to leave your prayer requests on the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page, and we will, again, address your prayer request through the week as well as on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. We love you. Have a blessed week, and we will see you next week or on Pop Prayer or at the Vision Launch. Thank you very much. God bless. Bye-bye.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen.